Mundus podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to the Mundus podcast. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for the retweets and whatnot. So in this podcast, we're going to be doing a podcast including other people giving their views. Yeah. There's a show in Britain called Come Dine With Me, where you have four people come around your house and you cook some dinner for them. So I thought I'd throw it about in terms of Doctor Who, people who've been in Doctor Who and whatnot. So I asked a few people who they would have over from Doctor Who history, alive or dead, and a musical act to play in the corner. So I went with Tom Baker. I mean, that's pretty obvious, isn't it, really? You know, I think he'd be fantastic. John Pertwee as well. Again, I think he'd be a great sort of dinner guest. Katie Manning, again, I obviously thought she was brilliant in Doctor Who, but I think she'd be a fun person from what I've heard. And Nicola Bryant, just because I've always wanted to meet Nicola Bryant, you know. And the Sea Devils guy, Malcolm Clark, he'd be doing some weird sounds in the corner, and I think that would work. He would give a good ambience, you know, with the kind of weird bleeps and that. And then I would have Eric Roberts answering the door, just to make it look classy, you know. But I think that'd be a great party. So see what everyone else thinks. From Doctor Who history, who would you have round for dinner? Enjoy.
Phil Cannon.
Hello, Phil here from the Who's He podcast. When I was asked to name the four people from Doctor Who I'd have round to my house for dinner, my first thought was naturally Tom Baker. He would be a fantastic dinner guest, eccentric, witty, funny, and with plenty of stories to tell. But then I thought, that's too obvious. Everyone would pick Tom Baker to have around for dinner. So, sorry Tom, your invitation is cancelled. And I bet he's gutted. So, who would I have around for dinner? And who would be supplying the dinner party music? Well, let's sort out the music first. And for me, that's an easy choice. It would be the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Yep, I'm going for an ambient vibe for my dinner party. A little bit avant-garde, if you will. And they would have to play the music as written by Tristram Carey, one of my favourite Doctor Who music composers, and who I would definitely class as avant-garde. It would create the right kind of atmosphere, you know, very relaxed. That's the sort of thing I'm going for. And the music might even get the guests talking, as in, what the bloody hell is this? So now that the music is sorted, it's on to my dinner party guests. Well, I've gone for guests who are actually still alive rather than anyone deceased. And first on my list of invites is Colin Baker. I just think he would be fantastic company. Like Tom Baker, he would be full of stories. And he's certainly not the worst Doctor, if you believe in such claptrap, no matter what the fan polls say. He's always been a fantastic ambassador for Doctor Who, and this is despite how badly the BBC had treated him. I'd also like to hear more about what happened to him after Doctor Who, as his time on the show has already been sort of very well documented. In fact, life after Doctor Who is also what I want to talk to my next guest about, and that is Katie Manning. Katie Manning is just delightfully mad in the nicest possible way, and I just think she would be the life and soul of the party. But not only would I want to talk about life after Doctor Who, I also want to hear her stories about John Pertwee, my Doctor. It all seemed to be a very happy time film in that period of Doctor Who, so I want to ask if it really was that happy, and was John Pertwee really as vain as people said he was? Now, on to my third guest, and that would be Russell T. Davies. The man is just a hero in my eyes, and he would definitely be on my list of guests. I'd love to get the lowdown on what went on during that first series with Christopher Eccleston. That's if he would spill the beans, of course. Perhaps after a few glasses of Blue Nun, he might do that. And I think he would just get on well with Colin Baker and Katie Manning, just because he's a massive fan of the show. And he'd more than likely have more questions for them than I would. But again, I just think he would be fantastic company. But for my fourth guest, I'm going back to Classic Who again. And it's not an actor this time, but a script editor. So I'd invite J.R. Southall's favourite script editor, Eric Saywood. Now, I'm not sure if he would be good company or not. He always seems sort of fairly honest when he's interviewed, But I reckon you could get a bit prickly if, say, Russell T Davies took him to task over the choice of scripts for the Trial of a Time Lord season. Perhaps Colin Baker would join in with that as well. So I reckon that Eric Saywood, adding him to the guest list, might result in the evening ending up in a massive fist fight. That will add a sort of like a certain frisson to the evening. But what will we eat, though? Well, to be honest, I'm just going to check if the local chippy's open. I'm not bloody cooking.
Lee Rawlings.
Hello, Lee from the Blue Box Podcast here. Well, this is an interesting question. Come dine with me. A programme that I don't actually like watching at all. But anyway, if I was to invite people around from Doctor Who, past and present, I presume you mean the actors and not the characters. I can't imagine bringing the Master around for tea. It wouldn't be much fun, would it? Or a jail guard or something. That'd be a bit ridiculous. But anyway, let's go with Tom Baker. You can't have an evening offered to you like this and not have entertainment from Tom Baker. It wouldn't be right. He's got to be there. Anecdotal, incredibly funny. I've met the guy a few times and I would love to speak to him at length and have his time, you know, or have him just talk to me. Just talk at me. I'll just, you know, that'd be great. He could read the telephone book or maybe just all the words out of the dictionary and I'd listen. Oh no, he has done that actually. Peter Capaldi, for the same reason, that kind of anecdotal thing. But also Peter Capaldi, or Pete, as I would call him, because he'd be my mate by then. I'd love to meet him properly and for real and just spend a good 10-15 minutes chatting, because he's a fan. He's a super uber fan of Doctor Who already. So therefore, you know, we'd talk Doctor Who, wouldn't we? With Tom Baker kind of laughing incredulously from the background.
He's no good.
Anyway, what about somebody to kind of stir it up a little bit? I'm hoping that Michelle Gomez is as nuts and crazy and fun off the screen as she is on the screen, because I think that would really inject some humour. She wouldn't take any beep, would she, from anybody? It'd be quite a laugh having her there, I think. So definitely Missy. I was thinking about a few other, you know, Annika Wills, people like that. I've met Annika actually and I had food with her. She's very funny, very honest and forthright. But I wanted to go big person, and big personalities would be really fun. And David Tennant, another chap who I feel like I've met, but obviously we haven't met him, but we feel like it, because I think he just came through the TV screen when I was watching it and pretty much shook my hand and said, "Hello, mate, I'm the Doctor." So David Tennant, for sure, he's a fan too, so him and Peter get on well. Missy would probably talk to Tom, and Tom would be chatting up Missy, and Michelle, it's not really, it's not real, she's not real. And then in the corner, the band would have to be the Undertones. I know there's at least three people that would probably really enjoy that. I'm not sure Tom Baker would, but Fergal in the corner crooning away with his little wobbly voice, singing "My Perfect Cousin." Yeah, the Undertones in the corner, that will get the party swinging. Okay, that's it. And you didn't ask me what kind of food I might cook them, but soup. Obviously, everybody likes soup, don't they? Yeah.
Simon Meddings.
And this is my answer to your dinner party question. So, which four guests would I have? Okay, well, John Pertwee, for one, the Third Doctor, because he was a well-known raconteur and did like to embellish some of his memories. I think he would be a gorgeous guest to have. Also, of course, he was in World's Pilgrimage. And the Navy Lark, which I'm a big fan of. My second guest would be Roger Delgado. One, because of his friendship with John Pertwee. But also the fact that he'd had a pretty amazing career, or to his sad death. Most particularly, which I didn't know until I was watching a Pertwee episode the other day, in which he had appeared with Patrick McGoohan in a TV movie. Something to do with Legionnaires, I forget the name. Delgado. I'm going to go for probably Peter Davison, because he's my doctor, and also I met him not long ago, and a fabulous man he was too. He had a lovely photograph taken with him, both of us beaming, and both of us looking slightly podgy due to photographic angles, I assure you. But Peter Davison is somebody that I've grown up with. I was a huge fan of Salam, a huge fan of all creatures great and small. And of course, obviously, as him as the Fifth Doctor, also liked Campion and The Last Detective as well. And I also want to pitch you my idea of a TV script. So why not use that as an advantage? And my fourth and final guest, oh, now this is a tricky one, but I think I'm going to go for it's a choice between Nicola Bryant or Sophie Aldred, purely for man reasons, was the fact that I fancied both of them and still do find them both incredibly attractive. I'm going to go for Nicola Bryant and hope she wears that low-cut top. Mud sign, slightly sexist, I do not care. I fancied her something right when I was younger, and I still do now. Musical guest in the corner. I'm going to go for Napalm Death. Brummy heavy metal thrash band, one because just to see Shane Embry headbanging with his massive hair in the corner whilst we have discussions on Doctor Who, and of course Ian yourself doing the occasional stand-up routine interjecting between thrash songs. Hope that's good for you. Keep up with the good work. Look forward to chatting to you soon, mate. Take care. Bye bye.
Ellie's Harris.
Obviously, there are a lot of people that have starred in Doctor Who, and there's quite a few that I could have had at this dinner party. But I've narrowed it down because I want a sort of gender balance so that there's not too many men and so that people have got a nice sort of talking points. So what I think I would like, because obviously one of these people is dead, so she can't come, but Beryl Reed. I would like Beryl Reed. She looks like she would have been a laugh. I think that she would be good entertainment. So Beryl Reed, number one, and she could, I don't know what, when we go around her house, what sort of things she'd cook, what would, just fritters, and yeah, Beryl Reed, was she the one that did Chip in the Sugar, yeah, the talking head, no, that was Thora Heard, she's a different person, Beryl Reed, much funnier, not Thora Heard, because she wasn't in Doctor Who as far as I know. Okay, so Beryl Reed, Simon Pegg. Obviously, Simon Pegg, I bet he's on practically everybody's list because he's great and he's Simon Pegg. John Cleese, who could do a bit of Faulty Tales for us and be really annoyed. But if it's John Cleese as Basil Fawlty, that might not be a great dining experience. To be honest, I'm not sure I'd like to have dinner with him anyway, but he'd be entertaining in a horrible, angry way, probably. And the other one would be Sophie Okonedo, who would, I don't know, she'd be very regal, obviously. And she could just tell everyone she's the bloody queen, so she doesn't really need to cook anything. So in the corner, I think there's a toss-up of musical guests, either Kylie Minogue, obviously. But I think everybody's going to get Kylie Minogue. So I think instead I will have Anthony Stewart Head, whatever you want to call him, singing songs from Buffy or anything that he wants. He can sing his original songs, but I really think that songs from Buffy would be better. And that is my dining experience. We could just eat. What would I cook them, though? I don't even know. I would probably cook a curry or something because it's easy. And everybody likes curry except for the people that don't. Yeah, that's my come dine with me experience.
J.R. Sozol.
This is J.R. from the Blue Box Podcast. And I am about to choose the four Doctor Who guests that I would have round to a TV-style dinner party. Now, I haven't really given this any thought, so these are just the first things that come into my head. Well, first of all, obviously you'd want a doctor, and also you'd want somebody with whom you could discuss the entire history of Doctor Who, if it's going to be a Doctor Who-themed dinner party. So, well, obviously that's going to be Peter Capaldi, isn't it? I suppose the second one should be somebody who can cook. So, you can't have much of a dinner party if nobody's going to be doing the cooking. So I guess I would have Shock Eye of the Kwansing Greg, and he could provide the food for the evening. Although, I don't suppose we might eat an awful lot of it. You've got to have a bit of female company there. And somebody with a bit of class. So let's have Lala Ward as the third guest at the dinner party. And finally, if you're going to have all these celebrity people around for a dinner party, you're going to have the crowds clamouring outside. So I suppose you need somebody for a bit of security, really. So shall we have, let's say, Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, and she can make sure we're all tucked safely inside. Now, a band to play during the course of the evening's entertainment. Oh, I think it would have to be John Smith and the Common Men, wouldn't it? Yes, John Smith and the Common Men. So that's it then. Those are the choices I would make for my Doctor Who themed dinner party.
Mundus podcast.